Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB digital radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.
Let's dive into what's happening with the UK, though. British banks, we learn, are pulling mortgage deals as concerns grow that the Bank of England will have to hike interest rates to support the pound. Virgin Money and Skipton Building Society have temporarily stopped making new mortgage offers to some customers, while Lloyds Bank-owned Halifax is making changes to its mortgage product range, quote, as a result of significant changes in mortgage market pricing. Well, joining us now to discuss is Ray Bulger, who is Senior Technical Manager at John Charcoal Mortgage Brokers. Good morning, Ray. Thank you so much for being with us. So interesting to get your perspective, obviously, because you deal with so many customers day to day. What are you seeing with current mortgage offers in Britain?
Well, the key thing, of course, is the huge rise in gilt yields over the last couple of days, Caroline. And so this is going to impact all mortgage lenders. And as you mentioned, some have pulled their rates yesterday. Others, I'm sure, will be pulling rates today. So because lenders' cost of funds has gone up so dramatically, they are going to have to reprice their mortgage offers. So I expect by next week, there are not going to be many fixed rate offers available much below 5%.
Gosh, not many more left below 5% on fixed rate. So really, this is going to continue. As you say, you expect further mortgage deals to be pulled today as the industry adjusts. And what are you seeing in terms of customers then, in terms of the clients of John Charcoal?
Well, obviously, there's been a sort of mad scramble to get rates agreed before they change. Now, one of the things that's happened over the last few weeks is that for people who are coming to the end of a deal and looking for another deal, their two options are to remortgage, i.e. change lenders, or to do what is called a product transfer, i.e. take another deal with the same lender. And typically, remortgage offers are available for up to 6 months, whereas product transfers often only for 3 months. So what we've seen is more people choosing to remortgage because they wanted to secure rates well in advance. As a result of that, several lenders have now increased the time that you can secure a new rate on a product transfer to 6 months as well. So the key message, I think, for people who are coming to the end of a deal is if they haven't already talked to their broker and they are coming to the end of a deal within the next 6 months, pick up the phone today, have a conversation today, and you may well be able to secure a new rate before the rates go up. The bigger challenge, of course, is for people who are looking to move home. Now, they may well have done their sums on the basis of getting a mortgage starting with a 3. And as rates go up, the cost of their mortgage is going to rise significantly. Most people, when they move home, are also taking a bigger mortgage. So they've got a double whammy of a larger mortgage and a higher rate than they expected. So this is bound to have an impact on the property market.
So you talked about remortgaging and people perhaps seeing then a 5% for remortgaging. What is the standard then fixed rate mortgage now that you're seeing predominantly in the market for the fixed 2-year and the fixed 5-year for UK borrowers?
Well, there's no standard. I mean, rates at the moment start at about 3.75%. That's assuming you've got a big deposit and you only need to borrow 60% loan to value or less. As the amount of deposit or equity reduces, then the rates increase. Although, interestingly, there is a much smaller gap today between what people with a big deposit pay and people with a small deposit pay than was the case a year ago. So if you are looking to get a 90 or 95% mortgage, perhaps as a first-time buyer, it's going to cost you more than it would have done a year ago. But the extra you pay compared to somebody with a big deposit is less. So that's some small comfort, perhaps.
Indeed. And you touched on the vulnerability of the housing market and the fact this is going to drag. It's been relatively buoyant. And then you have the stamp duty cut from the Chancellor of the Exchequer as well. Is that going to offset any of the headwinds? I mean, what do you expect to see in the housing market?
Well, I think
six months ahead.
Yeah, I think the big difference between the stamp duty cut, which, of course, only applies to England and Northern Ireland because Wales and Scotland have a different system. But the big difference between this cut and the one we saw at the beginning of COVID is that the COVID cut was a temporary one, and therefore there was a cliff edge with lots of people trying to complete on their purchase before the stamp duty went back up. This is now a permanent cut insofar as anything is permanent in the tax world. So it's going to give a one-off boost to people who are buying a property, but they haven't got to rush in order to avoid losing it. So it will have a much smaller impact than the previous stamp duty cut did. I think a much bigger impact on the property market is going to be the increased cost of mortgages. I mean, one of the probably the most important key factor that people look at when they're deciding what price property they can afford to buy is what their monthly mortgage costs are going to be. And when you bear in mind that this time last year, you could have got a five-year fixed rate mortgage at 1%. Now you're going to be paying close to 4%, and next week even more than that. People are going to rethink what they can afford, and that's bound to have an impact on prices. So I think we have seen the peak of the property market, and we're going to start to see prices falling probably by between 5 and 10% next year, I suspect, based on where interest rates are at the moment.
Okay, 5 to 10% drop. Fine. Look, 1.4 million people, it's estimated, are going to have to remortgage in the coming year. It's sort of roughly 300,000 per quarter. How concerned do you think government and the Bank of England are going to be about this, about, you know, rates rising at such speed? Because the other factor you have to weigh is that fewer and fewer people in the UK need a mortgage because we have an ageing population and people increasingly own their own homes outright. So how do you think government and the BOE are going to be thinking about this?
Yes, I think that's a really key point, Caroline. Over 50% of UK residential property is owned by people without a mortgage. But for those who do have a mortgage, in theory, bearing in mind that mortgages have been stress tested for an interest rate of about 7% for at least the last 8 years, in theory, even with rates where they look like going, people should still be able to afford the mortgage. But of course, that ignores the big increase in energy costs that people are also having to suffer. So I think there's no doubt some people will struggle. Others will have more flexibility. But people will normally prioritise paying their mortgage over other things. So I think for a lot of people, what's going to happen is that they will have to cut back on non-essentials. There are also things they can do to reduce their mortgage cost. If, for example, their current mortgage term's got 20 or 25 years to go, they could extend it to 30 or perhaps 35 years, depending on their age. So that would give them some breathing space. Obviously, it means ultimately they pay more interest. But if it means that they can afford the mortgage rather than risking defaulting, you know, that's a much better solution. But because monthly mortgage costs are such a critical part for a lot of people's budgets, it is going to be a challenge for some people, without a doubt. And the Bank of England will clearly have to take that into account in terms of what actions they take.
Yeah, so some of the measures there that homeowners and mortgage owners can take to kind of offset some of this pressure. Ray, you talked about 5%, getting to 5% on some of these deals. Your analysis of kind of whether the chances of that being the top end, or, you know, what you see the odds of rates going even higher than that?
Yeah, that is clearly really difficult, because it all depends on essentially gilt yields, because gilt yields are the barometer for what mortgage lenders have to charge. So at the moment, obviously, it's quite comforting that, as you were reporting earlier, gilt yields have fallen 20, 25 basis points this morning. If the market is now getting somewhere near the peak, then there's no need for mortgage rates to go any higher. But obviously, we're in uncharted territory. So I think it's dangerous to say we're near the peak. But at least it's comforting to see that the market is now backtracking a bit. And I note that there's a report in the FT this morning saying that some people who shorted sterling are making a big profit. So that does suggest that there actually might be some short positions that people need to cover. And that probably also applies to the gilt market.
Yeah. Okay. That's interesting. What do you think Kwasi Kwarteng needs to say in order to sort of calm financial markets? He's meeting with a lot of city leaders today. He seemed to sort of double down on tax cuts on Sunday, which obviously prompted more market turmoil on Monday. What do you think that Kwasi Kwarteng needs to say? He's on the front page of every newspaper, Ray. Your customers will know that. They'll have seen all of the kind of monikers being thrown at the Chancellor for his handling of the economy. What does he have to say to reassure householders?
Yeah, I think he's in a really difficult position. The one thing he could say is perhaps bring forward some of the announcements he was planning for the next month or two, and make it clear that he's actually going to be increasing some taxes. Now, which taxes they might be, I don't know. But clearly, you know, what the market is spoofed about is the increase in the public sector borrowing requirement. So whilst increasing VAT is almost certainly not on the agenda, increasing some taxes to prove that actually he's more fiscally prudent than the market currently thinks he is would probably be the best thing he could do. I think the Bank of England has got a bit more scope to do something in the short term, because in their statement last week, they said they were going to start to sell the gilts that they bought under quantitative easing. And that clearly just puts more pressure on the gilt market. So it would, I think, be helpful if the bank said, we're going to suspend the sale of gilts until the market stabilises.
Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB Digital Radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.